the wind it cries very.
Oh, it wasn't crying Mary. It was like, get the F out of my way.
Seriously, it was howling.
I'm here. Get out of my way.
Exactly. I blow you. Over.
Thousands of people out of power yesterday. High winds blew across Connecticut. Winds had been gusting from 35 up to 60 miles an hour. Eversource reported 17,000 customers without electricity as of 8 o'clock last night. UI reported 154 outages.
Huh.
Down branch trees, local roads closed, schools got out early because they lost power. National Weather Service had a high wind warning in effect until 6 p.m. last night. If you had any damage, check in with us. 1-877-764-2535. Street Pete sent me a picture of his yard. So there was one of those wooden stockade fences.
Okay.
Dividing his yard and another person's yard.
Right.
And the fence blew down. And all you could see is all of the garbage in the person's yard.
Oh. Oh, no.
You can see Pete's yard is, like, really pretty and taken care of.
Yeah.
And then there's a landfill right next to it. And you didn't know it was a landfill until that wind knocked the fence over.
Right.
Brandy is on the phone. What happened?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I was driving to, I was on 291 West going on to the on-ramp for 91 North, so exit 2B, and I watched that exit sign come off the pole. It flew through the air, it nailed a car, two cars in front of me, and then it came back up around, and then it just, with force, it like targeted my car. It went right through my windshield.
Wow. You mean like that 4x4 exit sign? Like it's 4 feet by 4, one of those big exit signs?
I think, yes. Yes, it had to fit the number 2 and the letter B. It was huge. One of those very big, heavy ones that probably could have decapitated me.
Well, technically it was an exit sign. It exited.
So you saw this thing fly off the pole into a car and then came up over and then into your windshield?
Yes, and then it went from my car and I think it nailed another one behind me.
Wow.
There were three of us.
Now, what do you mean you think? Didn't you, like, I would...
So I was a little scared, you know, as my windshield disintegrated in front of me, and you know, I'm trying to pull over safely, and then when I finally 911 told me to pull around the bend onto the grassy knoll, so to speak, and all of a sudden this other car that I didn't even see, you know, had pulled over too, and they had some front end damage, so they must have been behind me.
Holy crap,
huh?
Well, then how do you get home? You got to drive home with a broken windshield?
No, God, you can't. I think that's illegal.
Tow truck?
Said.
Yeah,
because
all you're going to have is just like glass particle flying through the car.
Exactly, right.
Oh,
your head will mess up.
I definitely inhaled it. It was all over me. It turned into like this fine glass powder. It is all over my car. It was on me. It was everywhere. In my back seat, behind the driver's seat. Like, it's everywhere.
Cops, the drives look glassy.
So you're okay.
I am okay. I got checked out by everyone I was supposed to. You know, it's just crazy because it could have gone so much worse. And
it hit the lower part of the passenger side window, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're about a foot and a half, 2 feet away from that thing maybe coming through and cutting your head off.
Absolutely.
That would have been the last thing you remember, just seeing a sign come up over a car.
Right.
Yeah. Because I looked at it, I was like, oh, maybe that's going to, oh, no, that's coming right for me. That's pretty much my thought process.
Jeez.
This is not my exit.
Did you swerve one way or another when you saw the sign coming at you?
I might have moved gently to the left, but
That may have saved your life.
It's just a jump to the left.
Because if you swerve just a little bit to the left and it landed in where the passenger sits.
Right. Like a mother-in-law, for example.
That little jerk of the wheel may have saved your life.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
I had branches everywhere.
It was like a movie scene. It was like Twister, like I said in the email. I've never seen anything like that. I've never experienced. I mean, the EMS guys who were awesome said, you know, how many years they've been on the job, never, ever have they seen or gotten a report of a sign going through a windshield.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah, the wind has to be so strong it takes the sign off. So how fast do you think that thing was flying?
Right.
True.
Yeah, if the wind's strong enough to pull an exit sign off of its posts, that thing's humming.
Yeah, it was
Jeez.
Really scary.
Wow. Holy crap. All right, well, I think this is the story of the day here.
Yeah.
I've seen
it is.
Trees down on cars and on power lines, but a sign off the pole hitting three cars, going through a windshield.
Yep.
Insane. Well, we're glad you're okay.
Yes. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Me too. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Right. Thank you.
Is there a picture?
Brandy. Yeah, I have a picture. I'm going to post it.
Oh, wow. Good.
Crazy. Crazy.
What exit was it? Does it say?
I think she said 2W.
I think it was 2B, no?
2B, yeah. 2B or not 2B.
To be through your windshield.
So yeah. Apparently she's still here, so she B.
Yeah,
she B. She didn't want not to be.
It's a very close call with death.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one when you knew it was coming? Because your adrenaline slows everything down where it seems like... Exactly. I was driving a 66 white convertible Mustang down 67. It's one of those double line highways.
Right? Okay.
And I'm doing over the speed limit. I'm doing probably 60. I just said that, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So this pickup truck takes an illegal left in front of me.
Go!
Probably, I don't know, it felt like many, many yards in front of me.
Right.
So I slam on the brakes and I'm just like sliding in.
Right.
And we met eyes. And the accident probably took a second.
Yeah.
It was probably, he pulled, boom.
Right.
Mm. Right?
Right.
But it seemed like I was sliding slowly and looking at him.
Right.
And I remember thinking, hit the gas.
Right.
Like, get out of the way.
Right.
And it was only a second.
You guys had a moment, too.
And it was, boom.
Oh. I hit him
so hard, I put the truck, his pickup, into an L.
Wow.
They had to put it on a flatbed. They couldn't tow it.
Look at that. See that?
My car, because it was a convertible, became an accordion.
Right. Hey, nice squeeze box. That's a Mustang. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I got to tell you about my dream.
Okay.
Right? Because we have a dream expert on the phone now.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird. You know how they're all disjointed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking down a jogging path that I'm familiar with.
So already not using it for how you're supposed to.
Were you dumping leaves?
Right. So you would think I'd be jogging down a jogging path.
You going to the bathroom in the woods?
Yeah. Walking down the jogging path, I saw a cute little animal. It was brown with black eyes. I don't know what it was. I've never seen anything like that.
I'd say a fox.
I'm thinking like flying squirrel.
No.
If it was a flying squirrel, it was a very fat, unable to now fly squirrel.
Oh,
it used
to
be able to fly, but now it's retired.
It's a little chubby guy.
It's retired now.
Was he like a chubby meerkat?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just
I never really put a lot of thought into what kind of animal it was. I just never saw anything like it before, so I thought my mind just made it up.
Right, okay.
So I knelt down to pet it, and it bit me.
Oops.
But it didn't bite me enough to draw a lot of blood. It was just like a tiny little spot where I'm thinking, rabies, not rabies. This right. could be bad.
It was a bunny rabbit.
So I continued to carry it.
Bunny rabbit.
Oh, because he's cute.
Yeah.
Wait, because he's still holding onto your finger?
No. That'd be funny.
Yeah. Well, he's mine now.
Well, I can't go anywhere without him.
Hey, it's a bunny rabbit.
Oh, please don't do that.
I hate that noise.
Ah,
sorry.
So then suddenly I'm walking down a path around my pond at the project house without the animal.
Oh.
Where'd you put him down?
In his pants.
Never explained in the dream.
Oh. Just like put him in the mailbox on your way into the house. Like,
don't know. Maybe I punted him into traffic.
He was transporting to Bunnyville.
Yeah, no, I'd never punt this little guy.
No, of course not. No.
So I'm walking around the path of my pond. And I'm taking one last look because I had just sold the place. So I was kind of sad. And then I noticed the neighbor had discarded a lot of brush from his yard onto my yard to leave for the next owner. In other words, like the next person won't know that this brush was there.
Uh-huh. Oh. Sneaky bastard.
I have no idea why any of this stuff happened.
Right.
Things that you're thinking.
Yeah.
My neighbor better not.
I better have a brush with you again.
So then I climbed this really steep rock. It's almost like a mountain on the property.
Wow, you got a lot of exercise in this one.
Do you have this
you're
in
hiking,
your life?
You're jogging.
Yeah, it's on the property.
You're climbing mountains. Climb every mountain.
And then this is fuzzy. I wrote this down after the dream. I don't know what it means. It was something about running down the path and then a sidewalk and then yelling. That's all I wrote.
That's so unlike
Stella.
You.
I would never yell.
Of course not.
Never,
where's
never.
My animal?
Oh, my God. Where's that rabid bunny?
Texas.
I'm going to attack my neighbor with it.
So then clip to next scene. Same dream.
Okay.
Scott Haney came to the station to record. Not to come on the air, but to record.
Okay. Hmm.
And he was really unimpressed with our facility.
Oh.
Oh, excuse us.
Which I have to tell you, everyone who comes in here is really impressed with this facility.
They lead with that.
And,
wow.
You know, Scott's a nice, like, so that wouldn't happen, but.
No.
And then someone came and brought him food.
Oh.
What kind?
I don't remember. See, this important plot twist for Pam.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't remember what kind of food, but I know they went off to eat and we could see them and we're all watching Scott and this person eat.
Oh.
Weird. Like in the conference room?
Like a bad fetish.
It was all, you know, it's here, but it's not here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like our building looked completely different.
Right.
Right.
Like we're here and then all of a sudden it's, I'm not familiar with this
place. They were having for two cake.
Yeah. Hmm. So then, I guess, whatever, next scene, we walk them to the elevator, this guy and Scott Haney, and we hugged, and I lightly, and I don't want to say playfully, but I lightly slap Scott on the face, like one of those, like
who's oh, you're a good boy.
Who's a good yeah. boy?
Hey. Or like exactly. when someone's drunk and you're trying to wake them up out of their stupor.
Or
not like that.
Or you're telling them, next like, time you eat something, more, invite
more,
me.
More like an affectionate.
Right.
Like I would do to Chaz or something, like, oh,
oh,
my
like
boy.
A kid, yeah. yeah.
Right.
And then the food guy gave me his phone number.
Huh.
Whoever brought the food gave me his phone number.
Why, to feed you next?
And, well, I think he wanted to come on the show.
Gotcha.
They always do.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, it's like, I'll feed you guys. It's like, yeah, everyone will feed us for a free commercial.
Exactly, right.
And then I got to talk to the boss.
Right.
Yep,
right.
And then he says no.
And then Stu from sales comes in and kicks me in the shin.
So make it really good food.
None of that happened in a dream.
No,
so the
no,
food
no.
guy gives me his number.
That's part two.
And then we're doing an on-air interview, and Phil starts asking a ton of questions to the guests.
This is real life, actually.
It annoyed the crap out of me. Oh, did that really happen?
He loves questions.
Yeah, really.
Is that the weirdest, like, disjointed, multi-scene dream?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It's bizarre.
It's very bizarre. When yeah. did you shut his mic off? Phil. As much questions.
Are you awake right now?
I am, yes. Hey, I'm no Pam.
I'm sleep flippering.
Did you just get bit on your tongue by a little animal?
No, you're going to fall out of the window in a second.
So we have the dream lady on, and she went through all this, and she has an explanation to what happened.
Okay. It's purely, it's all about sex.
It always is.
I described this bizarre dream I had, and the dream lady is on now to interpret it. Donna, good morning. It's Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. What'd you think?
Good morning. Very interesting. To say the least.
This is a woman who's heard everything, and
exactly.
she starts with very interesting.
And she goes, oh boy. Damn.
First of all, what was your emotional state in it? Were you scared? Were you
intoxicated?
You know, nondescript? Okay, because pretty much all the symbols, you know, they all interconnect. And the bottom line is that, you know, you were feeling vulnerable. It's like you have unfinished business, you know, the selling of the property and then, you know, having the neighbor dump the trash on. It's like you wanted to sell it, but you didn't want to sell it. And that's just something that's going on in your, you know, in your waking life. So there's something, you're feeling vulnerable, you're feeling like there's unfinished business in your waking life. And what the dream comes through with all those different symbols, and boy, there's a lot of different symbols. You do have very vivid dreams. You know, like, just that the fact that there was just a little blood, not a lot of blood, you know, being drawn, you know, you're feeling emotionally drained. You know, the other thing is, you know, you're on a jogging path, but you're walking. So you're trying to walk away from an issue instead of confronting the issue and dealing with it head on. So you have to ask yourself, what's going on in my waking life that is prompting this type of dream? And usually dreams come to us to solve the problem. And what this dream represents is that you're not solving the problem. You're walking away from the problem. Now, the other piece where you have Scott Haney come in, because this isn't the first time that Scott Haney's been involved in, you know, in a dream, I believe, is the fact that you might feel a little maybe inferior to Scott Haney, and that that you don't feel that there's a lot of respect there. Now, I'm not saying that that's true, but that's just how you may be feeling. And you may be feeling it at the time because of what's going on in your waking life. That may not even be the reality of it. It's just that...
No, I don't feel that way, but I think that we had a situation a few weeks back where we made a joke and he hung up on us.
Right, right.
So I was kind of pissed about that. Well, not pissed, but I was like, really? We've known each other for 15 years?
Exactly right, yeah.
But we got over it quickly.
We
so
did,
maybe
yeah.
that was some file
that
floating around
lingering
in my,
effect on you,
my brain.
What about the furry animal?
Dream brings out.
Yeah.
Everybody
the furry
wants
animal.
To know what the furry animal is.
Yeah, what about that?
What
yeah,
does that mean?
What the furry animal is exactly is not an important aspect of the dream. It's an animal. And that just, like, brings out, you know, like, your inner self. And
you're an animal,
the fact
Chaz.
That it bit you, that's a significant part of the dream, not necessarily what the animal was.
But then he
and
was carrying it.
The other thing is, since you don't know, since the animal is unidentifiable, it may be like a made-up issue in your mind because you can't identify it, so it's a made-up animal, so it may be an issue that you're taking too seriously that's not serious at all.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Ah. When don't I do that?
When you're not dreaming?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, and again, you have to ask yourself, you know, what was going on in your waking life? And I think, yeah, you pretty much answered it. Your dreams are pretty incredible. I have to give
what
you...
What about the slapping on the face part?
Yeah, good one.
You wanted to slap sense into them, but not hard. You know, it's kind of like you want to...
Oh, that
say,
makes sense
know,
for exactly what happened.
Right. Want to smack some sense into us. Yeah.
Like, come on. I'm not mad, but...
Yeah, chin up, boy.
It was
chin
a
up.
Joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Relax
exactly.
that, pal.
Like, you know, you weren't understood, and he should have understood what was going on.
Yeah, okay.
What about Chaz yelling at Phil?
Right, yeah. Phil asking questions. Does that mean throw him out a window?
That could just be, you know, like what's really going on, or it could be... You felt that the questions were insignificant as to what was happening, and you were just feeling annoyed, and Phil was just there representing that part of your...
The annoyance?
Of what was bothering you.
Boy, she's good.
Boy, that Donna Velarde, the dream lady, is very, very good.
You're good, you.
On point.
You have a gift.
I just gave her a very long, complex dream, and she went through it bit by bit.
She did.
We're linked up to her stuff at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Pam had a dream last night, Donna.
Oh, yeah? What was that about?
I know you like to look things up and have a little bit more time, but we'll throw it at you and just see what your gut tells you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so my dream last night was that I was heading into work, but I was late. I was really late for work. I didn't get a chance to shower before work. I typically, in my real life, will shower in the morning before heading in.
At least two or three times a week, yes.
No, every day. So... I was, like, feeling, like scrambling, and I get to work, and I'm late, and I'm like, all right, well, we have a shower here at work. So I was like, well, let me just take a shower at work. But as I'm going down into the shower, they're like, oh, no, we're scheduling a meeting. So it prevented me from taking a shower, and then when I finally was able to, the shower was, like, completely, there was, like, a line, and people were, like, taking showers, and I couldn't get in. So I was, like, feeling grossed out because I couldn't take a shower all day at work.
Oh, wow. Okay, pretty much oh, wow. that you're feeling like you're carrying a burden, and you're feeling like you need to shed it, and you're not able to.
Oh, like
burden.
Dirt, for example.
This bra.
Body oils.
And you're feeling, and again, sometimes, you know, you feeling a little inadequate, and you're just not able to grasp it and, you know, tackle it head on. But basically, you're carrying a big burden that you can't shake.
Hmm.
So you have to figure out what that burden is to get rid of it, or else that dream will come back to you, maybe not in the same form, but in a different form.
Mm.
What do you think the burden is?
I don't know. A beast.
Something you're hiding from everybody.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't think I'm hiding anything from anyone.
What are you hiding from people?
Come on.
I don't think anything. I'm pretty much, I don't know.
An open book.
Yeah.
A pizza somewhere.
I don't know. I guess insecurities are a burden. Does that count?
Yes, it is.
People have that, though. Yeah. A lot of people have it.
Yeah, or it could be, and again, it could be something that you think is a burden that may not be in reality or something that you're not dealing with that's right in front of you.
Me?
You know, it could be a family member, it could be a coworker, it could be, you know, something, you know, in your personal life. It could be, you know, something that you're feeling a little maybe torn apart with. Maybe somebody has a secret that you want to keep, don't want to keep, that sort of thing. But the bottom line
anything
is that you
pop in your
get
mind?
Rid of it.
I mean, I've told everyone secrets, so.
Yeah, and I gave her money to keep
Pam
my
is
secret.
The last person you want to tell a secret to.
I'm good.
It's like an announcement.
Is there any chance that people just have dreams and they're just random little bits and pieces of the brain while it's, you know, just weird thoughts?
Unless if you're on medication, you know, because if you're on a
like Ambien.
Medication, you know, then yes, you can get strange dreams all the time. But usually a dream represents what's going on in our waking life, and it could be something very minute, it could be something serious.
Wow.
But normally dreams don't come to amuse us, they come to solve a problem.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And I mean, usually, and again, in your emotional state is very important in the dream because that tells you, because you can have the same symbol, but depending on your emotional state can mean different things.
Wow. Well, we got to have you in and we'll go over this a little bit more. You'll have your hands full here.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, right?
And the dreams too.
Run out of here and run right in front of a truck.
You will.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
This NapoliMotors.com traffic report is sponsored by Passion International.
Excuse me. Brought to you by PurpleFuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Dogs call 911.
It's a smart dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think this. The dogs are dumbasses.
No.
Maybe it's the 911 operator not knowing there's a dog on the other end.
Perhaps.
All right, let's play the audio.
911, what's the address of the emergency? Hello, 911.
They're talking back to her, though.
Yeah.
What, an armed assailant? In the house?
Hello?
I have to go out and my owner's not here.
It's an emergency. Pee-pee, family, pee-pee.
Treats, I want treats.
Right. I don't have any thumbs. I can't open it. I'm starving over here.
I smell bacon.
That gravy train thing just ran through our kitchen.
Man, that's funny.
It's funny how they bark after she talks.
Right. It's not a constant bark. It's they're waiting for it.
Yeah.
Hi, 911. Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark.
Right. Hello, 911. Bark, bark, bark.
They're saying things are rough over here.
This works for Lassie all the time.
Right.
Why can't they understand me?
Yeah. Can you play it again?
911, what's the address of the emergency? Hello? Hello, 911?
Timmy fell in the well again?
We're trying to tell you.
Yeah. Right, right.
I love how the big dog barks and the little one's like, no, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, they
let me handle this.
Clearly, they should have texted.
Right.
There's that option now.
They don't have any thumbs.
Well, the little like, claw thing.
There's the voice
the little
text.
Side thing.
Right. Right. Yeah, text to talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, AJ, you want to, Pam, you'll have to stop it after every bark. And, AJ, you want to?
Interpret?
Translate.
Yeah, translate, okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, wait, am I playing the barkies? Wait, what? What's happening?
Just play the whole thing, then after each bark, stop.
Okay. Right.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
91st and Howell.
Hello?
There's an armed assailant.
Hello, 911.
I made a stinky on the rug.
A stinky on the rug.
I just dropped a bomb in the kitchen.
I love the face a dog makes when you walk into a room and there's a big duty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He like looks away a little bit.
Yeah. And they just look like, I have no idea how that got there.
Blame the cat.
That is not mine.
That's the cat did it.
I'm just going to stare at this wall.
The cat scared the crap out of me.
I walked in and there it was.
There it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm just as shocked as you are.
I'm offended.
This is appalling.
I was going to eat it, but.
Can I have a treat? Street Pete in studio, and he went on and grabbed some audio for us at the courthouses. The question is, why are you at court today? Let's check in with Brian.
All right, what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Brian.
Hold it.
Wow, right off the bat.
How hard was he hit?
Hot damn tamale.
Hot damn tamale. Something wrong with my brain. I mean brain.
I do that all the time.
If you wait to the end, it sounds like he wants to fight me.
Oh. Oh, that's the tease.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Brian.
Okay. What are you here for today?
Well, were you just inside before or something? Like, you know how stupid that was, right? Is that what you're doing here?
It's court audio, so yeah, tell me.
Hold on a second.
What's happening here?
Where are you? You sound like you're inside.
No, I'm underneath the thing, a little awning, and it's mid-afternoon now because...
Okay. I kind of do hear a car in the background.
Yeah. Right, at the court? Right.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm under an awning, and because I guess it's reflecting off the awning, and it's midday now, so this is after they go to court, so like it's lunchtime. I tried to change it up this week.
Okay, so you weren't there in the morning. You're there as they're coming out?
Right. Well, lunchtime.
He's the exit pole, yes.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Well, I mean, you were there then, right? It's ridiculous that I get my license, get arrested for suspending
my
license.
I wasn't in the building. No, I'm not allowed in the building.
All right, well, so my license got suspended. I was there for a suspended license. But I'm trying to tell the judge, and I thought you were listening maybe, that I got hit from behind. I'm trying to go home. Like, I'm literally pulling in my driveway. And this guy, like, slams into me. So, you know, my car's got damaged. He's got damaged. It's a big accident. Got to call the cops. The cops come. And after they figure out, yeah, he was at fault, la, 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 they say to me, we have bad news for you, though. We have to arrest you. Your license is suspended. I was like, what, are you kidding me? What do you mean my license? He's like, yeah, you came up suspended license. Like, no way. Like that, and they listed out the court date. Now, I did miss the court date. I did. I missed it. I don't. But
I love this
guy. He's well organized, mm-hmm. isn't he? Yeah.
Well, none of this is his fault.
Right, no. Right. Like the la-la part. Think of la-la.
Yeah, it's his fault, la-la-la.
Yeah. Copland, musical, la-la-la.
You shouldn't have hit me.
So I had a suspended license, la-la-la-la-la, get hit from behind, la-la-la-la-la, right. I missed my court date, la-la-la-la-la.
That's the worst Christmas carol I ever heard.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Like that, and they listed out the court date. No, I did miss the court date. I did. I missed it. But you're arresting me.
What?
Like, what? How many people are in his head right now?
Is that what he said to the judge, too?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
What?
Huh? I still can't believe it. I was like, what?
Like, what? Now, but...
I still can't believe it. I was like, what?
What? Now...
What am I doing there?
What?
I was gonna hit him, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What? What? Like, all right. What? Now, but you're arresting me? I got hit from behind.
Okay.
The guy hit me from behind.
Okay.
So.
I think Pete's being very, non-confrontational.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental.
It was louder than it sounded. Like you.
He's loud.
I'm ready. I'm standing back, like one leg ready. He's ready to hit me.
Right.
I know.
Do that crane thing like Mr.
Like, weren't you in there? Right.
He's very animated.
Oh, God.
Right.
He has a lot of energy.
Right.
Michael Rapaport. He
doesn't like how things went.
You know, Pete, this is great by Pete here, though, because he recognizes this guy's got all the energy already. He doesn't have to amp him up. He doesn't. All he's got to do is just ask what happened, and this guy's at a full 10.
Seriously, just like, go!
So don't derail him. Don't, like, he's just like, okay, then what? Like, just let him keep going.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Pete's got one foot back, though. He's ready to punch this guy.
He's going
to
do that Karate Kid Kid.
Yeah. No, but he's hanging in there.
Right, right, right.
You know? He's like, well, I'm in danger.
But
I'm just
going
to prepare to punch this guy back. But, man, this is good audio.
Oh, any moment now, the crane's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was trying to tell him, I could just walk home. I leave my car here. I'll walk home. And they're like, no.
What happened?
You're already in process and your license is...
I thought I had to hit the dump button.
Nope, he's good.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I leave my car here. I walk home. And they're like, no. You're already in process and your license is suspended.
Oh, hold on. Let's go back. Listen to how excited this guy is.
Very excited.
So loud.
I feel bad.
I leave my car here. I walk home.
All right.
I don't know why
they're here.
Now, wait. Did he drive to court with a suspended license?
I don't know. I should have asked him. You're right.
Why was his license suspended in the first place?
He had a court date he didn't go to.
But why did he have a court date in the first place?
For another accident, probably.
I didn't get that.
See, I thought it was the other way around. I thought he, license suspended, accident, court date, didn't show up for court. And then now he's in trouble for that. So his license, probably got suspended because he missed a court date.
That would be my guess, right?
I don't know.
Like a speeding ticket or whatever. He had to go appear, then he didn't appear. License suspended, gets into an accident. They say good news, bad news. Good news is the other guy's getting the ticket. Bad news, you're getting arrested.
Oh, wow.
And you got to leave the car here.
Yeah.
You got the ticket to go, ha-ha.
I'll leave it here.
Oh, I see. That's what he's saying. He's
saying,
I'll leave the car here. You don't have to give me a ticket. I'll just walk home.
Right.
Wait. Let's act like I wasn't driving.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Pete's saying there's more now.
Yeah, it's getting better.
I'll leave my car here. I'll walk home. And they're like, no, you're already in process and your license is suspended.
Okay.
And
were you drinking?
No, I was not drinking, man. No, I was.
How close were you to home?
It was like maybe like 100 yards. I could have literally, it was like one turn, then one more turn. And I would have been home.
Okay. And then a couple miles, then one more turn. Who's counting?
Jump on 95.
I would drive 1,000 miles.
He's very, you could tell things didn't go well in that courtroom.
Is everyone staring at you guys because he's so loud, like people walking by?
Yeah.
Now, do you wear a Chaz and AJ shirt when you go to
and
court?
And badge.
That's good.
Yeah, because I try to get in the building and they kick me out all the time. Like, you cannot be in here. We tell you this all the time. I know a couple of the marshals in Waterbury.
You like that annoying
You
court
cannot
reporter.
Be inside. I'm like, it's cold out. No one wants to talk to me. Right. You can't wait till spring to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm freezing. Yeah.
So it's bullshit. There's no way that you could arrest somebody who I wasn't. If that guy didn't hit me, I would have been home safe and sound. He hits me. I'm probably home. Totally his fault. And now I'm like was arrested and he gets to drive off after f***ing on my car.
So what did the court say today?
I just, you know, I gotta pay a fine. Cause at first I pleaded not guilty. That didn't matter. So now I'm guilty. And it's like, gonna be like a lot of money though. It's gonna be like $800 plus points on my license. It just, the guy could have let me off, man. He could have just said, you know what? You know what? On my license, it has my address, and he's a cop. How could he not know that I was like two streets away? I mean, I'm like, oh my God! Like, give this guy a break, man! Unbelievable, man. I don't want to get in trouble with this. So you got me too pissed off here with this. I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to laugh at you.
Where's this gonna go now? I mean, you're not gonna get. I don't need more trouble.
No, you're gonna be in trouble.
I'm right, right? You see what I'm saying?
You're already in trouble.
I'm right.
I'm guessing things were well till he started talking.
Yeah. Please tell me he was this loud in the courtroom.
He
I'm
had
dying
to, have been.
To know.
Yeah, he had to be talking to the judge like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was almost home.
Had to have been.
Wow. That's like saying I almost got away with a robbery, but I got caught 100 yards from my house. Yeah, right. Can't you just let me go?
Right.
I'm almost home.
I can see it from right here.
I'm on base.
And it wasn't my fault.
Right.
I'm not near the door yet. Come on. Just give
it. Yeah. Is that the end?
I'm right, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a right to be pissed off.
Right.
Yeah. So it's bullshit, man.
I like bullshit. Pete knows. I'm just going with you.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Just roll with it.
Yep.
Just roll with it.
You got to hear the very end.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
Bullshit. You can tell that to the record. It's bullshit, man, what they did to me. It's wrong. Get rear-ended and I get arrested.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
You wanted me to give him an okay.
Dance so we don't hear in people's court.
You're okay.
Oh, I wish he would hit that recorder.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy the rest of your show. That's what it sounds like.
I'm out of here.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, right, fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I wonder how he did. Do we know?
No.
No.
He got re-rendered again.
Imagine pulling out.
Really? Twice?
Yeah.
Gets arrested again.
Brian seems like a nice guy who's misunderstood, but at the same time, he does seem like a guy that would drive a car to the court date with a suspended license.
Yeah, and I was
to appear before a judge
because it's just down
with
the street.
A suspended license,
and I was just back off the caffeine a little bit.
Yeah,
seems a little like a guy who just lives life by his own rules, and when the world doesn't match up with it, it's just everyone's out to get him.
Yeah,
he did say he's going to pay $800 and get points, so maybe that's what happened. So.
Yeah. All right, try to get their number so we could do follow-up.
I'm going to try. These guys are hard enough to talk to as it is.
Really? He seemed easy.
Let's bring in Norm Pattis. We're going to have him comment on this Robert Kraft story. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey. Congratulations. We heard you became a grandfather recently.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, I am now officially a member of the Old Man Club and loving every minute of it.
There you go.
Thank you.
And you want to give us stats, name, weight, all that?
Yeah, 8 pounds, 4 ounces.
That's heavy.
22 inches long, big guy. His nickname for the time being is Mojo. So both his parents are athletes and tall. We're grooming him for the 2045 Olympics. We're not sure which sport yet.
And his first name is very lawyery.
Well, it is. So my son's wife is from Great Britain. His first name is Montgomery, and his middle name is Stuart. And so, you know, they were talking about names from the Odyssey, like Nestor and Odysseus, which would have been a little easier, I think, for me to understand. But I think if they're happy, I'm happy, and Mojo's a bundle of joy.
Well, Mojo has an excellent first name for a lawyering.
He does.
Montgomery.
Or department store with the reward.
Yeah.
Now, this is Montgomery Stewart. I'm here to sue you until your gums bleed, unless you yield to what I'm asking for.
There you go, see?
Let's run through this Robert Kraft story. I'm sure you've been following it. But the latest came out yesterday let's start here. Kraft allegedly spent 11 minutes with a masseuse who greeted him with a hug, fondled him on a massage table, and then put her head down by his crotch area the morning of January 20th. This is the day before the Patriots beat Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Whatever it takes, huh?
Afterward, the woman helped the 77-year-old billionaire get dressed, hugged him again, which he responded by handing her a $100 bill and at least one other unidentifiable bill. Kraft left the Orchards, got into a car, went to the game. And that was like the second time he was there. There was another visit, I think 2 days before that one. It was a 25-minute three-way that included a rub down by two women. It was the day before, actually. January 19th.
Insatiable.
And the woman entered the room at 4:49 p.m. and started the massage on Kraft. He was face down until he turned over at 5:12 p.m.
You talk about a sundial.
Then the lights went out. The lights came back on at 5:14. There's the story right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one woman can be seen standing to his right side, and her right hand is seen fondling him for 2 minutes.
Is it full attention, too?
Oh, 2 minutes.
Afterwards, Kraft allegedly handed both women an unspecified amount of cash. They hugged him and helped him get dressed.
Then the ref said, holding.
What's your thoughts on this, Norm?
You know, things must be awfully slow for the prosecutors in Florida and law enforcement in general. If this is their idea of how to spend taxpayers' money on an investigation of this sort, I read that story, and I was incredibly depressed and saddened by it. You know, we've waged a war on drugs in the United States. We're now waging a war on sex. We'll lose both wars because what funds these wars, is not the supply, but rather the demand. People seek pleasure. I don't think prostitution's a good idea. I feel bad for Robert Kraft that this is where he has to go for companionship. But to make a national news story out of this, to prosecute him, to listen to the prosecutor chortle as though he'd accomplished something of public value with this takedown, is really quite sad. You know, I'm on Kraft's side. Now, you know, is the NFL going to take sanctions against him because he got a hand job in some, you know, massage parlor in Florida? I'm stunned that things have come to this point. Now, you know, I can hear people in the chorus say, yes, but what about human trafficking? Isn't there evidence that some of the women in this facility may have been, quote unquote, slaves or sex slaves or brought in from Asia? Maybe, you know, and I've represented women from the Manhattan Madam at the very apex of our sex empire, down to street level working girls. And there's not a person I've represented who is engaged in the sex trade who is not profoundly depressed and in need of help. I mean, it is apparently a brutal way to make a living. But, you know, but for that sex drive, we wouldn't be here. We're all circumstantial evidence of somebody's desire going awry one night. And to criminalize this conduct, I think it's sad. And so I'm with Robert Kraft on this one. Leave the poor guy alone. Apparently he was moved from over 3 decades to a woman who was the love of his life. She died, and now he's in his dotage and he's going to a massage parlor for companionship. Wow, talk about a buzzkill and depressing. You know,
I just want to find out, did the hooker take a knee?
I just find it interesting that Norm considers Robert Kraft a poor guy. Leave the poor guy alone?
Yeah.
That's the worst adjective you can use for him.
You can have all the money in the world. You can be as rich as Croesus, but apparently when the lights go out and you're alone, you know, you get desperate. And that's a heartbreaking story. I mean, he's not poor, obviously, but spiritually and psychologically, he's apparently quite poor. If this is what he's got to do to feel the warmth of human connection, what a depressing story.
He's got a pretty good sex drive. Do you want sex 2 days in a row?
I get depressed when the lights are on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever happened during those 2 minutes out. I think that's probably the most interesting part of the story. 5:12, the lights go out. I mean, we're getting to the conclusion. You know, he's in the red zone. It's at the 2 minute drill, and what's going on there?
Well, yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah. That's pretty good. And then the other one, 11 minutes. That's
yeah. It's working out.
What do you think about all this information being released? Is that normal? So Kraft gets arrested. He denies everything, and then they come out the next day and they go, this is what we have, minute by minute by minute by minute.
Keyword minute.
Right? Is that normal?
Well, if there's an arrest warrant, it typically is, because the warrants are made public upon an arrest. So there's something called a law enforcement privilege, and that means when an investigation is pending, the state, as a matter of right, is not required to turn over information. Thus, for example, if a person were to do a Freedom of Information request, the state would say, no, we're not giving it to you, this information, because we're investigating. So assuming that this information came out in a warrant, those are typically filed unless they're under seal in the clerk's office. So there's nothing unusual about that. What I found distasteful and unseemly was the prosecutor getting on the air and talking about how important this prosecution was, and almost with a sense of glee. You know, you get a sense that he's happy that he's taken down this powerful man and destroyed his reputation. And, you know, I hope Kraft gets a good lawyer up there and goes and knocks that prosecutor upside the head with
his wiener.
Exactly. Just slam across the head. Brr, like a billy club.
All right, give us a minute if you're Kraft's defense attorney. Give us a minute of his, just based on what you know now, what your defense would be.
You know, sex, opening line, it's simple. It's just sex, stupid. I mean, is there a person in this room who isn't here as a result of desire consummated? Robert Kraft is 77 years old. He's alone. He's in town, and he's feeling lonely. He goes to someone who apparently, for a fee, agrees to manipulate his private member. Oh, well, do you think that this isn't going on everywhere? There's no evidence that he compelled this woman to do anything. It's sex for a fee. So Robert Kraft was at least honest about what he did. If he bought her a dozen roses and took her to a great restaurant and she gave him a hand job in the back seat of the limo, we'd call it a date.
Gotcha. Right. The sign did say members only.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, this moral outrage over sex offenses, I've just never understood it. I'm reading a fascinating book right now, three books, actually. They're by a guy named Don Winslow, and they are about drug cartels. The latest one just came out last week. I saw a review, and I finished one of the volumes the other night, started the second one last night. And it's about the war on drugs and all of the millions and billions of dollars, hundreds, thousands of lives lost in this war. The sad fact is, you take out one drug kingpin, another one replaces them. You destroy one drug market, another drug flourishes. And why? And it's because we crave the satisfaction. When are we going to learn that the war on drugs just criminalizes common conduct? on that what we ought to be doing is making sure that that conduct is safe, both for consumers and sellers. I feel the same way about the sex trade. It's called the world's, you know, oldest profession for a reason. We ought to regulate it, make sure it's safe, make sure that no one is compelled to engage in it against their will, and just knock off this kind of moral high-handedness. Robert Kraft is a horny old man. Okay, next story.
Right. If Kraft owned the Browns, no one would care, right? It's that people like them when you're on top of the mountain. They want to knock you down.
Exactly, right.
Well, I think there is that. And I think the funniest thing I've seen about this is a meme where, you know, that it has Tom Brady in a blonde wig. This is who Kraft was involved with.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess the guilty pleasure in this is, yeah, you know, you're sitting on the top of the world. But, you know, at the end of the day, you put your shoes on the same way I do, and you're motivated by the same desires I have.
Yeah, well,
we're all in this together. None of us get out alive. So why this feeding frenzy on Robert Kraft? He still owns my football team, and I'm still rooting for the Patriots, and I'm still rooting for Robert Kraft. As to the massage parlor, I'm not going, but he went. Big deal. You know?
I don't know. This is going to sound horrible, but I saw some of the mug shots, and I don't know.
Right.
I thought he could do better.
Right.
What'd you say? Well, I didn't see the mugshots. Say more.
Describe them in detail, but slowly.
You would have swiped right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It'd be left.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
that's,
you know, it's interesting. When years ago, when I represented the Manhattan Madam, you know, I went down to meet her, and I was apprehensive, like what was going to happen. And you know, I was provided a room. I had to stay in the city. So I remember saying to my wife, I'm kind of worried about who's going to be in this room and what's going to happen. And then some part of me was like, well, maybe nothing's going to happen. I'm worried about either way. And so, you know, I was interested in meeting the exotic Manhattan Madam. And I was interested in meeting the girls that worked for her because, quite frankly, a guy can dream. And then when I sat down.
That was a big case, right? Did you get her off?
Yeah, I did. Well, we resolved the criminal case to her satisfaction. I'm
excellent.
Not going to talk about getting her off.
Poor choice of words, yeah. He tried.
All right.
She was a satisfied customer. Let's leave it at that. But I remember, you know, meeting a bunch of people and spending time with her and thinking, my God, how depressing is this? You know, sex is such an illusion. I think it's sort of like a person who gets a kick out of a drug. You know, it feels good until you're hooked, and then you're living in the gutter, and you've lost all semblance of resemblance to what we call a good life. And I feel the same way about people who are engaged in the sex trades. You go into court, you know, you look at the docket sheet, you see who's charged with prostitution. The person wanders up to enter, they're not guilty plea, and you're thinking, man, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole. So it's a sad world out there. This is a snapshot into
it's a pretty
it.
Big pole,
really, really.
All right, Norm. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep. Be well.
So we were in a morning show meeting, and I don't know how cheerleading came up, and I said, that's not a sport.
Yes.
And then there was a back and forth between me and Pam, and then the next thing I know, Melissa, a former cheerleader and assistant Brantford High School cheer person,
right,
is in studio now. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
I heard your husband's a Marine.
He is.
Well, thank him.
Way over here now.
I know. Right?
It makes me want to debate her less.
Yeah.
What you say?
I thought cheerleading was a sport myself. I've always been a fan of cheerleading, especially as an Olympic sport.
I need to know, how close is he right now?
the fact that he knows that it's a sport that I could convince him, then that's a huge deal.
Well,
because he's Ben. I mean,
well,
you know.
Yeah, well, also because it's his wife, and you know, later on, that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's smart.
Right, exactly.
What else is he going to say?
Right, honey, it's an activity. What do you mean I'm on the couch?
What? No dinner?
Those are direct orders, really?
Yeah. Well,
I will not stand it.
I want to apologize with all due respect to our Marine guy.
Yes.
Cheerleading is you're cheering on a sport.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be a sport.
It's more of an activity.
Right. It's an activity. It's something
that's a strenuous activity where you're
cheering
throwing people around.
For a sport, that's the activity within the actual sport of cheerleading. That is one of the aspects of it.
There's no ball. There's no puck. There's no thing you have to get through a net.
Right.
Or...
Why is wrestling a sport then?
There's no scoring. Mm. Okay. Well, no, wrestling's actually more of an acting thing.
So wait, so now are you saying the activity of the girls walking through the ring holding the cards up would be a sport as well because they're there to assist the sport?
So I'll give you that. So the stigma with cheerleading from long ago, we all know, you know, rah-rah, wearing like the cute uniform.
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms.
I only did that once, but okay.
Yeah. more than it's once. Been more than once.
It has evolved so quickly. And it is so physical, and it is so, I mean, in my opinion, it goes hockey as most cardiac, like the best workout you could ever have is hockey. I mean, those people, they're changing lines crazy.
Constantly moving.
Plus all that punching in the face all the time. Yeah. Like boxing.
I have
ice.
Cheerleading right up there, right under there.
Basketball next.
Mm. You're not doing flips in basketball, though.
Yes, you are. You're jumping up and down.
Have you ever even tried to do a somersault? That's hard enough.
You're
have
holding, you? You're not only
intentionally.
You're holding bodies in the air. You're responsible for making sure that you throw someone in the air, let's say 15 feet in the air.
See, now, if you're throwing that person 15 feet in the air and putting them through a hoop, and then you got
to. Then it's a sport. Exactly.
That's
right.
A sport, and I'll watch that.
Right. You slam dunk a cheerleader.
Well, I mean, the the definition of a sport is any activity that involves skill to get involvement. I actually have the desk. Let me read this. I honestly have it right here. No, listen. An activity involving physical exertion and skill. It does.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of cardio.
But so is working out.
Weightlifting. Isn't that considered a sport in the Olympics?
I have an idea. Let's come up with another name for cheerleading as a sport. We'll call it gymnastics.
Okay, but isn't gymnastics considered a sport as well?
It is.
Yeah.
So then gymnastics is one element of cheer. They actually do more.
So it's like loud gymnastics.
It's like gymnastics with a smile.
It is. And you have to keep a smile on your face.
It's gymnastics. Mm-hmm.
You have 3 minutes to do everything exact, like perfect. You miss one foot, you have 0.2 seconds to fix it and act like nothing happened.
And broken legs.
There's a lot of crazy injuries in cheerleading.
Wait, so the pit crew in NASCAR, is that a sport being a pit crew?
I mean, 17 seconds unless they have to get it done.
Right.
You know, it's coordinated.
It's not a sport.
They come
it's
over
an
the
activity
wall.
That happens that assists sport.
Exactly. You got the tire changers. You got the guy who puts the gasoline in. You got the jackers.
So can I ask, why aren't cheerleaders just happy with gymnastics? Why do they have to go off and like call this thing that they do to cheer on a sport?
Like I said, it is one aspect of it is that it started to be that, an activity to cheer on sports. It evolved as its own thing. They realize now, oh, we can put people in the air. Oh, we can throw people in the air.
Yeah,
we can
add gymnastics. It has come a long way.
I mean, it's so physically demanding. I have never seen tougher athletes in my life than the ones that I've had the pleasure of being around.
So when I fling Phil through a window sometime,
that'll be a sport.
That's it, yeah. I wish. Let's demonstrate now.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Yep. The lines are starting to go now.
Is there a husband?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, he's going to come through the window.
Incoming! It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Before we move into our first story, Chad in Milford has a point on cheerleading, then we move on.
Oh, thank you, Chad. I would say that if cheerleading is a sport, then so is pole dancing. You can get injured pole dancing. You can have competitions pole dancing. In fact, they do every night at a bar. If you get more money, you won.
Really?
That's true.
I need to know where these practices are being held.
That's an excellent...
Do they need a coach?
That should be Olympic sport, actually.
It should be.
If they wanted to put a league together, why not?
Yeah,
who's
why
to
not?
Stop them?
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Screw the XFL.
We should pick the team.
Right.
Hold auditions.
What a shirts versus skins.
Yeah. All right, first headline. Customer tries to pay for meal with potato chip packet and sock.
That doesn't work. A sock.
This happened at McDonald's.
Huh?
But he has the kicker.
He has the kicker.
The guy's name is Shamshire Butt.
Shamshire Butt?
His first name, Shamshire.
Shamshire.
His second name is Butt, so he's Mr. Butt.
Is he drunk? Shamshire Butt. He may say, show us your butt.
You know, it's funny.
Shamshire Butt.
He is drunk when he walks into this McDonald's.
Shamshire Butt.
But what, sir?
Shamshire Butt.
Shamshire Butt. And the girl said, excuse me?
What's your name? Shamshire Butt.
Shamshire Butt.
Shapes her butt.
Right,
shams
her
butt.
That's what happened.
He wanted to say, show me your butt. Yeah.
Yeah, police arrive around 4:40 a.m.
Looking for a pole dancer.
They give him a breathalyzer.
Shams her butt.
But.
That's her stage name.
Welcome. 29.
Shams her butt to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
It was after her competition.
Exactly.
She was celebrating. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Stage name is Sham Wow.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He was two times over the legal limit.
Right.
He told officers that he had two vodka and Cokes.
Two vodka and Cokes? Who drinks vodka and Coke?
Is that, that's almost a black Russian.
Is it?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Martins. White Russian is what? Vodka, Kahlua, milk.
Right.
And a black Russian is vodka, I think, Coke, and Kahlua.
Is it? I didn't know there was any.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was just Kahlua and vodka.
I got to look this up.
I could be wrong.
Gross.
Yeah. Let me know.
I drink Martins.
But he said he only had two. Before he got behind the wheel.
Right, how big were they, though?
And drove to McDonald's.
It's always two.
It's always two.
It's never three. It's never five. It's never one. It's two. I only had two.
Right.
It looks like it's literally just vodka and Kahlua over ice, but you can add things like coffee liqueur or cola or other things. But
I always thought black Russian was vodka, Kahlua, and Coke. No.
If you have vodka and Kahlua, you're good there.
A black Russian.
You can
if
add
you
other stuff
add
after
stuff.
That and call it that. But
gotcha.
I thought it was Yvonne Jones.
I'm sorry, but you're going to jail.
Shams your butt.
Shams your butt.
Your butt is busted.
Right.
So this guy, like if his dad came right to the jail and said, stop busting my butt.
Exactly, right. Right. Yeah, I'm looking for my butt. Long line of butts. Your mom's a butt, too.
If you give him a rectal exam, is your finger in the butt?
Right. That's when you jam your shamshire.
So your friend, would that be a butt buddy?
Exactly. Mm. Right. Right. When you walk in, you butt in, basically, yes.
So your breath smells like butt.
Exactly. Your breath smells like you.
Maybe he had a lisp and was just being really polite.
You know, shamshire like, butt.
What's your first name? Shamshire.
Right. Yes,
oh,
it's Sham.
Sam.
My name's Sham.
Now
sure.
It's coming together.
Shamshire. Yes,
butt.
But what?
Okay, Shamshire, last
You've been
name.
Drinking
but.
Right. Shamshire.
Butt. Maybe he's drinking Bud. But.
Right.
Shamshire, but. A lot of things can happen.
Now I can't stop thinking Shamshire.
Shamshire.
That's where I got a vacation over in New Hampshire.
My name is Shamshire.
Shamshire.
Yeah. And so he tried to pay his bill with a potato chip packet.
That doesn't work?
Like an empty bag of potato chips?
Like fill this up?
Yeah.
Right.
No, like whatever the price. It was like $12 or whatever, and he tried to pay with the empty potato chip package. And
right.
And they were like, no, you can't use this. So he took off his shoe, took off his sock, and handed them his sock.
Obviously, it was a cheeseburger.
This is an old-fashioned barter happening right here.
Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah.
One of these has to be valuable.
Okay.
Anything else?
Underwear
next.
What
else can we do here? Let's make a deal.
Right.
These are new
next.
Socks.
Right.
Yeah, might have a comb.
Oh, geez.
See, let's make a deal meal.
Is this the...